At the Renaissance. I love that. All right, my friend, I will talk to you next Friday once again with more movie chat. How's that?
We'll see everyone at the movies. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. History. On the final night of the Democratic National Convention, Kamala Harris became the first woman of color to accept her party's nomination for president for a major political party. Correspondent Weijia Jiang has our top story from Chicago.
Worldwide temperatures and the gases that make our planet so warm are both at record levels. NOAA's 34th annual State of the Climate report shows...
Oh, that is not what we wanted to bring you. This is Weijia Jiang.
Vice President Harris vowed to fight for the future.
I know there are people of various political views watching tonight. I promise to be a president for all Americans.
Harris laid out the case against former President Donald Trump, arguing that he's a threat at home and abroad.
I will not cozy up to tyrants and dictators like Kim Jong-un who are rooting for Trump because, you know, they know he is easy to manipulate with flattery and favors.
Harris is expected to be back on the campaign trail next week. CBS News contributor Joel Payne.
What she needs to do going forward is she needs to think about what does she want to do in terms of building a winning coalition. Does she look like a 2008-2012 Barack Obama coalition, which is more reliant on voters of color, African-American voters, young voters?
Former President Trump will make another campaign stop in battleground Arizona today.
When we win this November, we will end the Kamala Harris border nightmare once and for all.
At the northern border, it'll be a while before Canadian freight trains resume shipments into the U.S. after a labor dispute. CBS's Chris Mavridis from Toronto.
Even though workers were only locked out for the day, getting back up and running could take until next week. Most controllers won't return to their stations until at least the weekend. That means most freight trains won't be ready to roll out until Monday, the earliest.
A new once-a-day pill could turn the temperature down for millions of women going through menopause. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The new menopause medication called Elinzanetant appears to reduce the frequency and severity of hot flashes and also improves sleep disturbances related to menopause.
The FDA approved a similar drug last year called Veozah. Prosecutors in Nevada cross-examined former Nevada politician Robert Tellis, who's on trial in the stabbing death of Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff Gehrman.
How in the world does your DNA get underneath Mr. Gehrman's fingernails?
I don't know because I did not kill Mr. Gehrman.
Tellis claims he was framed and the evidence planted. Gehrman wrote articles critical of Tellis' conduct. S&P futures up 30. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine fire crews responded to a structure fire in an apartment on Northwestern Avenue near Quarry Lake Park at around midnight. The fire reportedly started in a closet and was labeled a working structure fire. There's no word yet on potential occupants. A road rage incident on Highway 50 in Pleasant Prairie resulted in a driver shooting a BB gun at another vehicle, shattering a window Wednesday. The suspect was arrested after a three-hour search and a brief closure of Highway 50 near Target. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who's also a Waterford Police Department lieutenant, has been suspended since May 6th amid an ongoing investigation. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting. Nelson claims he's unaware of the allegations against him, calling it a, quote, fishing expedition. The Racine Police Department has introduced Blue, a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois, as their newest canine. Blue is trained in firearm detection and general patrol duties. And high school football returns to WRJN tonight with Westosha Central taking on Racine Case. Coverage starts at 6:30. Next week's game will be streamed due to a rare Friday night Badgers kickoff. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face the Oakland A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in Oakland. They got shut out yesterday in St. Louis 3-0. The Cardinals' Miles Michaelis held the crew to just a pair of hits through six innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I coached Miles in 2013 in Tucson. I know a lot about him, and I know his ability to pitch. He went overseas and with the Texas Rangers really learned how to pitch, and then all of a sudden really learned some things, and then got a big contract. He's been a great pitcher, and he's very capable of that, and he dominated us today.
High school football, over 360 high school teams kick off their season tonight as part of the statewide WIAA competition. NFL, Packers and Ravens tomorrow at Lambeau Field, kickoff at noon. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. We're just looking to competing against them and getting better today.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
To mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, 83 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it hits when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
Looking for a job? Did you know attractive people tend to get hired more often? A new study found that a trick that evens the playing field is the more powerful and confident you feel, the more likely you are to get hired. And one thing that helps was a power stance. You put your hands on your hips, your chest out, your chin up, you know, much like Superman does.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Just when you needed me so.
night. That's the first version of that song. We play the second version from time to time, too. It was by, oh, I forgot his name already. I got so many things going through my head here. Robert Knight did the first. Carl Carlton did the second one. And Gloria Estefan had the third hit version of that song. All right. How many times a day do you get angry at work? Once, twice? You know, the average is 2 times a day you get angry at the on your job. The top things that make us angry are coworkers taking credit for our work, computer problems, rude clients, arguments over making the coffee, and not having time for a lunch break. With me, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I can make this list. I could add 50 more things to that list if I had to. It's 8:16 at WRJN. Don't forget, coming up, we've got high school football tonight, 6:30. It's Westosha Central against Case. Join Dick Graceffa tonight, 6:30. The return of high school football on WRJN. And then tomorrow morning, it's Breakfast with the Packers. The Baltimore Ravens will be at Lambeau Field. Broadcast time, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Right here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream when I want you.
News and Timeless Hits at WRGN with the Everly Brothers. All I Have to Do is Dream. Here's Manfred Mann and the Mighty Quinn.
Come on without. Gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without. Come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without. Come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Pasadena.
Thank you.
to Jan and Dean, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, we played the Everly Brothers earlier. All I Have to Do Is Dream in this music set. Do you know, when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they were done so by Neil Young. Here's what Neil Young had to say about him when he introduced them. He said, every musical group tried to emulate and failed to copy the harmonies of the Everly Brothers. They did have great harmonies. Don Everly passed away in 2021, this week. It was August 21st, 2021. His brother Phil Everly passed away in 2014. I heard they had a rift between them, but they did make up before Phil passed away, which was good. But, yeah, the harmonies, Neil Young was right. People tried to copy him, but they couldn't emulate him. It's 828 WRJN. Let's check the news of the morning, all right?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Franklin Mayor John Nelson, who also serves as a lieutenant in the Waterford Police Department, has been on suspension from that department since May 6th. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports it's amid an ongoing investigation. Nelson and another lieutenant are suspended, with several other officers recently leaving the department. Mayor Nelson says he remains unaware of the allegations against him, calling the investigation a, quote, fishing expedition. The town chair has confirmed that investigations are nearing completion. The newest member of the Racine Police Department probably likes to have their tummy rubbed. The City of Racine K-9 unit is introducing Blue to the department. Blue is a dual-purpose canine trained in firearm detection and patrol. He's a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois. Blue and his handler have a squad marked K-9-1. After taking his Toyota onto a runway and racing around, a 30-year-old Zion man has been arrested. The Lake County Sheriff's Office in Illinois says Eric Deonda Gonzalez faces multiple charges after what happened at Campbell Airport in Grays Lake. Deonda Gonzalez allegedly drove his Toyota back and forth on an active runway before entering hangars in an empty plane. The FAA was notified, but no air traffic was impacted. And another Kenosha County community is saying okay to ATVs on local roads. The Twin Lakes Village Board has approved an ordinance allowing ATV and UTV usage on all village roads, with some exceptions and restrictions. Before implementation, the ordinance must be approved by the DNR. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Lead to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, more humid, 83 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown. Usually they break as you're taking them out of the cellophane. What is this? Oh, it's broken. Toss it into the trash receptacle. Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash. Somebody shut that toy factory down.
Thank you.
treat you right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Now, didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
Of Levi Stubbs, the Four Tops, standing in the shadows of love. Local news and timeless hits at WRJM. So a guy in Kansas City stole a car and led police on a wild chase so he can make it to his court appearance on time. Fast forward, he didn't make it.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Joe Frank and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love. Whatever happened to Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds? They had one or two hits, and then they vanished. I mean, that's what happens to radio people, record people. They have one or two hits, and then we never hear from them again. They go into the big dark hole, and they're gone forever. All right. The average American gets 13 pain-free days every year. That's kind of scary. That's less than 4% of the days are pain-free. 48% of the people say it's hard to believe that they'll ever have another pain-free day. But you know what? You'll have them. They will come. 842 WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. Partly cloudy tonight, low 64. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 81 and partly sunny with a chance, a slight chance, of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and a high near 83. Right now, it's sunny, 65 degrees, right here at Radio Park.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
great people came from that group, Spencer Davis Group. Give me some love and local news, timeless hits, WRJM. All right, have you ever lost something like your keys or your cell phone? Here are some tricks to quickly find them, okay? Check the spots you've lost it in before. Retrace your steps. Look around seating areas. Change the lighting in the room. And if all that fails, start assigning blame to someone, all right?
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I'm so
see, can you name all the Tommy Rowe songs? Can you name those songs? Tommy Rowe. Tommy Rowe hits. And I'm not going to look them up. I'm not going to crack a book on this one. I'm just going to ask you off the top of your head.
You know what? Honestly, I ask me Carpenters. And
I could think of four Tommy Rowe hit songs.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not cracking anything to look at.
No, he's not.
We got Dizzy.
Yeah.
Sheila. Remember? Sheila said she loves me. She said she'd never leave me.
Oh, yeah. Then you had I didn't realize that was them.
Then we had Sweet Pea. Oh, Sweet Pea, come on, dance with me. Remember that song?
No.
You don't remember that, Sweet Pea?
No, I don't.
And then you had Jam Up Jelly Tight. It was a Teeny Bopper hit. Jam Up Jelly Tight. So those are the four I could think of, but I'm sure he's had more. But I was a big Tommy Rowe fan. I used to see him on American Bandstand lip syncing his music all the time. Yeah, but you don't remember Sweet Pea?
No, Donna. I don't remember.
I gotta play it for you. You'll know it as soon as you hear it. You're in radio all these years.
I bet I will, but you remember a lot of it was country. And they weren't singing that on the country charts.
Actually, Tommy Rowe did some country songs.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You did a lot of country music, huh?
I did.
You know, in all my years in radio, that's the one format I never did.
You didn't do country?
Nope. Did every format. I even worked in classical. Did some classical work. Did some the Broadway show music, movie soundtrack music.
Of course, really?
Classic rock, you know, like we're playing here, 60s timeless hits. I've done the Van Halen, Def Leppard, and Guns N' Roses format. I've done all that stuff.
I can see you doing that. Rocker.
But I've never done country music.
Really? Merle and Willie and Bo Cephas?
Well, yeah, I've played their songs, but I've never done the format. So I worked for this company that owned about 14 stations out west. And I was going to work at their classic rock format. And I said to the general manager, you know, I've never done country before. She goes, well, we own a couple of country stations. We may change that. Well, then she quit.
Oh, no.
And so I never got a chance to work in country music.
Those were great. I loved it so much. I even came back briefly about 13 years ago and did classic country, which was all the new stuff I started out
I like country music. The job never happened to materialize.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so coming up tonight, we have got high school football. Dick Graceffa was on the air with us earlier. It's Westosha Central against Case High School. Brand new field at Case, too. Brand new turf, brand new stadium. Yeah, they fixed it all up. First game going to be tonight. 6:30 is our broadcast time at WRJN. Tomorrow morning, it's breakfast with the Packers. 10 a.m. broadcast time when the Baltimore Ravens come to Lambeau Field to take on the Packers. Game time is noon, but our pregame starts at 10 a.m., so breakfast with the Packers tomorrow morning.
Because nothing says breakfast with the Packers like some beer, beer brats.
And cheese omelet.
10 a.m. You betcha.
And a cheese omelet. All right. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning once again. 6 a.m. bright and early. And we're going to talk with the Racine Raiders on Monday morning. Cindy Huber, she's up next all day.
You've given me a true love.